Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long in studio. And it's Tulane Tuesday, so we'll go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. And on the line, we have with us the head football coach of the Green Wave, John Sumrall. John, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Coach, I know it's a short week, so I really appreciate you breaking down some time with us. And I laughed. We doing pregame on Saturday for LSU, and when the final score came in, man, I know why this cat always texts me about, man, ask Coach Sumrall about this and that. I think he got a little bit of maybe a drink or something on the line with it. And when North Texas scored that last touchdown, it got him the over. And we didn't think this would be a 2024 game anyway. But, man, that was a wild shootout against North Texas.
Man, it was a shootout for sure. We were able to build a pretty good lead, a 3-score lead there. But their offense is explosive, man. Chandler Morris, the quarterback, is Chad Morris's son, really good football player, quarterback. And they got a little receiver named D.T. Sheffield, this kid number 10.
And he's good,
isn't
he?
A handful.
Man.
Yeah. He can. He's as quick as a cat, man. So he's hard to stop. And so those guys fought back and made it interesting there in the end. We had to recover an onside kick. Actually, had to recover two of them to close the game out, and able to finish the game, get the win on the road, which winning in conference on the road is always a big deal. And now we got to go back and do it in a couple more days here. Quick turnaround, back-to-back road games. That's not very normal in these short weeks. Usually they give you one home game. We got two road games, and so we got to be ready to go play again on Thursday night.
Coach, one of the things in a short week, and I'll ask you about that a little bit later, but I see the emergence along your defensive front of Parker Peterson. And that's a guy, even a lot of Tulane fans, they didn't know a lot about, so to speak. And he has really stepped up his play over the past few weeks.
Yeah, he has. He's a young man from Father Ryan High School up in Tennessee. Was a high school wrestler. And he was one of our game captains last week. He's been playing at a really high level, affecting the game positively all year, and really just stepped up big time and plays with an energy and an edge and a chip on his shoulder that's fun to watch.
Coach, one of the things when you have a short week like this, kind of what's your schedule like? Because we see it in the NFL. They play on a Sunday, and then bang, you go again Thursday. You play on a Saturday. What's the schedule like for the young men to get ready for a Thursday game? And it'll be this Thursday when you play University of Charlotte.
Yeah, fortunately, the last 2 years at Troy, we played two Thursday games after a Saturday game. So the schedule we've kind of gotten developed, I really like. So what we did Sunday, they came in. We just did a little light walkthrough on Sunday. Yesterday was really our most significant physical practice of the week, where we did about an hour in shoulder pads and then about a 30-minute period in helmets. And then today was a total walkthrough. And then tomorrow will be a run-through. So Sunday was kind of like a Monday for us. Yesterday, Monday, was like a Tuesday and a Wednesday combined. And then today is Thursday, tomorrow is Friday, and the next day, which we play on Thursday night, is a Saturday in our world. And so we're on a Thursday schedule today now. And so that's what we're doing. And, you have to be smart about getting enough physical work to be ready, but you got the freshest, fastest team, is what you want to be on Thursday night. And then from a schematic standpoint, the coaches – work, really gets crunched into not a whole lot of sleep going on around the office. And what you're trying to do, honestly, with putting a game plan together is you want to play songs the players already know the words to, if you catch my drift.
I ain't trying to
do a whole lot of new install. We're trying to play songs they already know the words to and they can sing without having to think too much. So go back to what we're really good at and what we feel comfortable with our players.
Coach, I got asked to ask you this, so I'm going to bring it to you. I've got coaches in my family, and they've told me this. You win a big game on the road, okay, and you're excited, and you have not left the playing field, and you're thinking about the next game. What's your thought process about that? Because I've heard it from so many people. Okay, man, you want to celebrate a little bit. You want to feel good for the young men because they've worked so hard all week, and your coaches and the staff has worked so hard. But your mind is, man, I'm worried about the next opponent. We took care of these guys. I'm worried about what's going to happen next week. And so you go through that also and kind of explain that to the average fan. It's not a big celebration because your mind, once you left that field or even on the field at North Texas, all the way shifted to Charlotte.
Yeah, especially on a short week. You know, on a normal seven-game schedule week, you take 24 hours, you really enjoy the win. Well, we got off the field, we boarded the plane in Dallas, and then I, real quick on my iPad, watched the game that we had just played just to make sure we had all our notes down on things we needed to clean up and corrections from the game. And then we landed and started watching the next game, you know, the next team. And so really didn't take a whole lot of time to celebrate other than in the locker room. You know, we celebrated in the locker room, did that quickly, and we moved about our business. And so to get ready for this one, and we showed up in our team meet on Sunday afternoon. I said, hey, that game's gone. Like, I don't want to hear about North Texas. I don't want anybody talking about it. It's over. We got the next one right here in front of us. Let's get ready. You know, and so you have to move on quickly, for sure.
We could talk about this guy every week, but, man, what Mekhi Hughes brings to the lineup is, coach, he's amazing. You can hang your hat with that one guy. And, I mean, the offensive line has done a great job of giving him some opportunities once he gets to the line of scrimmage to break free. But, man, you talk about, you know, if you look up in the dictionary, I don't know too many people use that dictionary today, but if you looked it up, workhorse, you'd have Mekhi's picture in there.
Ain't no doubt about it. He's a lunch pail guy, man. He brings it, very consistent. He's a hard guy to tackle. He plays the game with physicality, a no-nonsense running back. It's better with the game as it goes, the more carries he gets. Just the way he plays the game, man, really, it impacts our whole team just in regards to our physicality and our toughness because, you know, he's one of the most physical running backs in our conference, if not the most. And so he's a dude, man. He shows up and brings it each and every week.
Coach, you kind of talked a little bit about the challenges of this short week, especially back-to-back road games where you don't even get a home game at Yeoman Stadium thrown in there. But looking ahead to Charlotte, a team that's 3-5 overall and 2-2 in conference play, what have you seen so far from them?
Well, I see a team that's really trending in the right direction, to be honest with you. Early in the year, they had a couple guys that were out, unavailable for a couple different reasons. One of them was academics. Another guy or two, I think, was injured. Maybe another guy or two was suspended. And they've really gotten all their pieces back on the field. You know, they scored a bunch of points and blew out East Carolina. The Navy game got out of hand because they had too many turnovers. They turned the ball over five times. And then they go play Memphis this past week at Memphis. Memphis's homecoming game, and really should have won the game probably in a lot of ways. They played really, really good football and took it down to the wire. And this team, I think, is ascending with the way they're playing throughout the year. I watched the video, and I don't see a team that I would say their record's 3-5 and 2-2. I'll see a team and I'm like, all right, this team could win any game they play. And so I think our guys understand the challenge at hand. These guys have a ton of Power 4 transfers, probably the most in our league, if I had to guess, just looking at their roster. And so we've got to be aware of the threat that lies ahead. Is these guys are talented, man. They're big, they're athletic, they're physical, they play the game the right way. I have a ton of respect for the players and the coaches they got and how they play in the game. And I think they're really a quality team for sure.
One of the things when you have a short week like that, you're always worried about maybe an injury. It's always sort of in the back of your mind that you know, a lot of guys today, I'll play through it. I'm going, coach. I'm not missing no time. I want to play in that game. And you love to hear that today. But from an injury standpoint, how are you kind of holding up? Because everybody's banged up this time of year. Nobody's healthy. But injury-wise, you look to be pretty good, and getting back Alex Bowman certainly is a big plus to your football team.
Yeah, Alex played last week. Caleb Ransom was back last week. You know, Pat Jenkins missed last week. His mother passed. I don't know if you guys got that news or not, but Patrick Jenkins' mama passed last Sunday night, a week ago. So Patrick didn't make the trip to North Texas. He's back with the team. He's practiced all week. And so the health, though, the guys are fairly healthy. I mean, like you said, bumps and bruises. It's a physical game. We got some guys that aren't at 100%, but everybody does. And there might be a guy or two not available Thursday night. We're not sure yet, but for the most part, we're pretty intact.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us on a short week, taking some time to talk to us here. And best of luck Thursday night against Charlotte. Oh, we lost him. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. And that was our interview with Tulane head football coach John Sumrall. Tulane Tuesday is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. I want to thank Coach. A short week playing Thursday night, and so to come on with us and share a few minutes, we certainly appreciate it.